Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Well, the Warriors let this one slip away in the second half. 11 fouls in that third quarter. And they finished with 19 turnovers, resulting in 30 points for Sacramento. They played hard, but made too many mistakes and bad decisions in the second half. And Sacramento with a 121-116 win. Kings go to 3-5. Warriors go to 5-4. And we'll go to Denver tomorrow to take on the Denver Nuggets on Friday night. So your thoughts, kind sir?
Well, third quarter is where really it fell apart. The Kings got the bonus with 9.5 minutes left to go in the quarter and took full advantage. 14 for 18 from the free throw line in the quarter. So that was it. The 8 turnovers certainly didn't help. The Warriors did a good job in the first half with 7 turnovers. I thought that was completely acceptable. Being who was playing and the unfamiliarity with each other. Second half, though, 8 turnovers in the corner. Those were the two things. You're not getting shots up, you're fueling them, and then you're fouling them. So they were just going to the free throw line time and time and time again. And we see that sometimes where teams will get in the bonus early, but they won't take advantage of it. Kings took full advantage of it, and that's where it turned. It turned a 5-point lead into a 7-point deficit going into the fourth quarter. And while they were able to cut into it and briefly take a 1-point lead there in the fourth quarter, it just were never able to kind of sustain offensively. I thought the cutting that took place in the first half really never materialized for whatever reason in the second half. They didn't get any of those buckets. The shots they were taking, the buckets they were making, were tougher shots than they were taking in the first half. So, you know, there were some good efforts and, you know, some good individual efforts. But as a team, you know, and look, the Sacramento teams, they're a work in progress, too, and they're missing some guys.
Absolutely.
You don't really know how to evaluate it. But
and I just thought they had, you know, with Westbrook and Schroeder and Monk and missing somebody, DeRozan, obviously. You know, they just had too many veterans coming down the stretch. They weren't going to make the kind of mistakes the Warriors were making. And I thought that really hurt Golden State. What did you think of Westbrook? Triple-double?
Yeah, I mean, I know you specifically enjoyed the little tap pass that he had where the ball got passed to him and he just slapped it over to Monk. I know you're a big fan of that one. which I was as well. Look, I mean, that's not surprising. Man, average a triple-double for a season. So,
right.
I mean, he can do the triple-double thing. I thought he made some big plays on the glass in the second half, whether it's an offensive rebound or just a tap out that you can't get the break going. And he had a nice steal in the second half. Like, he's always going to be super, super energetic. There are going to be some things he does that you shake your head at occasionally, like, not sure about that one. But the guy, he always gives you, you know, 100% energy, and he can definitely make some plays and hurt you. I thought he was good tonight. Like, I didn't think they were great offensively. I think at times, you know, DeRozan never really got it going. Monk hit that first three. He never really got it going. Schroeder wasn't very good offensively until the end. He hit a couple threes. I mean, they just kind of ham and egged it together. When you take the hub of your offense off the court, and both teams did, Curry's the hub of the offense for the Warriors, Sabonis the hub of the offense for the Kings. You know, there's some working out.
Guys get pushed up into positions that they're not accustomed
to. It's not going
to
be as smooth as you would like it to be. So I think both coaches will look and go, boy, that especially, you know, Christie, be like, I don't care how we got it, we won. But, again, I don't think anything was smooth offensively for either squad.
By the way, the most points by a Warrior player in his first career NBA start, which came as a member of the Warriors, Anthony Morrow, 37 back in 2008.
Really?
Yeah, down at the Clippers, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
Jerry Lucas had 30 back in 1970. And then Jonathan Kuminga with 26. And Will Richard had 30 points. He had 5 threes, and he joins Michael Mulder and Justin Holiday, who each had 5 threes in their first career star as a member of the Warriors. So there you go.
Fantastic.
Get a Jerry Lucas and Anthony Morrow reference all in the same breath.
Who would have thought?
anything else hit your fancy?
No, it just, you know, It's early.
Yeah.
So, as I've said, 20 games. But I feel like Friday becomes important just in the sense of you don't want to fall below 500.
Correct.
Right? And you don't want to have to – anytime you fall below 500, you're like, okay, how many games are going to take us to get to 500? And then we can actually start feeling like we're making some money. So it's going to be tough to win. The Warriors.
Well, if they lose Friday, they're at 500.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, they're.
I thought they were 4-4 now. Okay,
maybe
okay. You know what? For some reason, I missed. I'm not even counting last night's game. Why? I'm not counting wins. I'm like, I better count wins. I'm counting losses.
Oh my goodness!
I might want to count wins. It's too early in the season for this to be happening.
Exactly. I expect that in Game 70.
You really, really should. I'm disappointed in myself.
Well,
I'm disappointed for you and you for not letting me know earlier.
Well, I just kind of let you wander aimlessly there for a minute.
Well, I can do that.
Hey, Tom, we won last night.
Thank you. I'm like Robert De Niro in Awakenings. I'm just like wandering out in the field somewhere. Somebody corral him.
Oh,
somebody
brother.
Get him.
Oh,
my goodness gracious. But,
you know, the one thing I will say, I think they need to play well Friday to get some of their mojo back, because it's an incredibly tough place to play.
Yes.
Denver's got an incredible home record over the years. But right now, Golden State 5-4, and they're 1-4 on the road. And they've got a long road trip upcoming against good competition.
Yep, no doubt about it. And we'll see who's back.
Yeah.
You know, I assume Steph will be back. Tonight was illness, but you don't know. And then Draymond with the ribs and Jimmy Butler with the back. In the back, you never know. I've had bad back. I still have a bad back. They get funky. And you never know when you're going to be back. So hopefully, and that... I don't even want to say the main part of Jimmy Butler's game that was missed tonight, because it was all missed. It was all missed tonight, but the free throws,
absolutely
right. I mean, it's so stark when you take him off the court and you realize, man, this is what the Warriors had for a few years, where they were always short end of the stick when it came to free throws,
always,
and then Jimmy Butler shows up. And mostly, they're at the plus end of the stick on free throws, just because of Jimmy Butler. And tonight, again, it really showed in the third quarter. And when things start going against you, that's where it's great when you have Jimmy Butler, because he knows how to get to the free throw line. Calms things down a little bit, and he can just kind of reset things a little bit. And they didn't have that tonight. And again, you don't expect the guys out there to have that. They're usually not the ones doing the things that they're asked to do in these situations. That's Steph. That's Jimmy. That's Draymond. That's those guys. But it's a good learning experience for them to be in this situation, because they may be asked to be in this situation again, and they'll have that knowledge now, and that equity kind of built up of knowing, you know, what it feels like and what to expect in those type of situations.
All right, sir. Well, we will see you on Sunday.
Sunday. I can't believe it's like, it's not even going to be like game 15 and we'll be done with the Pacers.
Done with the Pacers. I always hate that about
the
schedule.
The Pacers.
You know, you see a team twice early from the East, and then you see a team twice late in the East, and it's like, you know,
it's the craziest thing.
Always happens, though. Always.
It's the craziest thing. And then you get like you'll get a team in the West somehow that you don't see until January.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, hey, where you guys been?
What's going on?
Good to see
Anything
you.
Happening?
Good? Your family good? Good. Good to see you again. All right. Well, safe travels, and I will see you Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Yep.